basically, to start with, in 2014, we passed general obligation bonds for health, life, safety purposes. So part of that $6.1 million is refunding bonds, reducing the rate of interest. We're going to save our taxpayers about $150,000 on the lifetime of that. Those bonds were callable or would finish in 2024. So will the new bonds. That the resolution was passed last night by the school board, but it adds about $4 million of that is from that 2014 bond, and an additional about $2 million would go to working cash, and the reason without raising our overall tax rate for our citizens. The reasoning behind that one is to get it refunded at a cheaper interest rate for that 2014 and not extend the length of our repayment, which it'll still end in 2024 tax cycle, and to put the extra money as far as the almost $2 million, it depends on what the interest rates are in February, so it could be a little lower, that could be 1.9, into working cash fund. Some of our concern is the state revenue sources and whether they'll continue to be able to pay their bills on time, and then just protect the longevity of the district.